The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, we will be talking about downtown. We have in the studio this morning Maria Goldberg and Taylor Dawson with Great Southern Restaurants. I bet downtown was just a little busy this last weekend. Have y'all recovered?
It was. It was fabulous, I think. And kudos to everyone at Pensacola Mardi Gras. Daniel Zimmerman, I mean, always does a great job of making it fun and celebratory. But yeah, no, between Mardi Gras and Foiling Week, downtown was packed. And I think that it sure did feel like that was Saturday parade was probably like the biggest packed parade that I think I've ever been to.
And it was everybody's told me it was very well managed and that it was just beautiful out and people were, you know, on the whole pretty well behaved and, you
absolutely
know, having a good time, but really.
Absolutely. And seriously, as a shout out to Mayor Reeves and PPD and keeping us safe and all the while still having a really great time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's all done now.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
And so we're moving on because I'm looking at this calendar going forward. This spring is just wild. So I know y'all have got a lot going on. So tell me everything.
Sure.
We always do.
We always do. Well, I'm going to start off by just giving like a little update.
Was you adding one of those sound effects?
News update. No, is that we've talked about and we've shared a little bit about Five Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer of last year, we were awarded a historic grant from American Express through the National Historic Trust, a grant for $50,000 for us to do some updates, improvements.
Oh, wonderful.
On the exterior of the restaurant, which was fantastic. And so we have now completed those things, and it's really great. So a couple of little things that we had done was our big sign, which is on the corner of Belmont and DeVillers Street. It's a beautiful big sign, and it was not working.
And
unfortunately, it's just one of those really, you know, expensive things.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other things that we needed to focus on within the restaurant, and that was kind of like a back burner kind of a thing. And so, so that is fully refurbished, and it shines bright all night long.
Oh,
and
how
it
fun!
Looks fantastic, and just is really welcoming, you know, for the neighborhood. And then also too, we are very happy that we were able to. If you've been to Five Sisters, you would have to go through this our little courtyard
mm-hmm.
to get into the restaurant. Well, now we have a new front door, which is actually on Belmont Street, and it is ADA accessible. We've got a new ramp, an awning, a light, so it makes it easier for accessibility for everyone to get into the restaurant.
How nice.
It was really a big deal for us. And then one of the other components that we were super excited about was we have a brand new mural on the east side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. It's done by local artist Cindy Mathis. And bless her heart, she, in December, she was on a bucket truck lift. And it was probably about 25 degrees out and the wind was blowing. And here she is painting a mural.
And that thing was flying around.
Wow.
And she did such a fantastic job. But on there is that we've got, Ray Charles is on there.
Oh, and one of my faves.
We were excited to put him on there because back in the day, he did perform on the Chitlin Circuit and he did perform here in Pensacola.
Did he really?
He did. And so we wanted to portray someone who is, you know, had some relevance to the neighborhood and to showcase that we are in a historic neighborhood. And so it's lit as well, which again, they're just provide so much more security and lighting in an area that was a little bit dark, you know, to begin with. So it looks great. So next time you come by Five Sisters, come check it out because it really looks fantastic. And we're really, really happy and proud that we were able to get this grant from American Express.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. I'll be heading over there. I go to the Gordon
yes,
a lot to see Penn Arts shows. My favorite thing is have brunch there and then go to the show.
Oh, yay.
So it's always a great place to go.
Well, we have some pictures of it up on our socials, too, if you want to check it out. And, of course, if you head over to Five Sisters and take any pictures, make sure you tag us on socials because we love to reshare and see what you guys are doing.
Excellent. Okay. So Five Sisters is thriving, as always, so that's wonderful. And this is called the Great Southern Restaurant Group, but maybe someone doesn't know all the different restaurants that are part of that group.
Absolutely. So we are a group of restaurants.
Clever.
We are very, very proud to be Great Southern Restaurants, and that includes the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, The Deck, Jackson Steakhouse, Five Sisters Blues Cafe, Angelina's, and we have an event space called the Palafox House. And we've been in Pensacola for a very long time. And the Merrills are our guys in charge. And one of the great things that was that we always love to say is that we've been here for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And in 1998, when downtown was not the best place to be, there was this old restaurant that was for sale called the Beef and Ale.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, now that you say that, I remember that.
There's an old restaurant called the Beef and Ale, and some people called it a different name, but it went for sale, and Collier, he thought, hey, this would be fun. He and his family have been developers and in the lumber business for a very long time, and they were looking to, kind of do something fun, and it was back when we were a little bit younger, decided wouldn't it be fun to have this. And so we started with the Fish House and have expanded over the years. And so I will say, just while I have a moment, is to go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, which is our website, and all of our restaurants are featured there, as well as all of our happenings. And so we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. And so, as Taylor always says, we know it's a lot, mm-hmm. but just go onto the website, and everything that we're talking about today, you'll be able to find there.
Okay. So
I love prefacing the conversation with that.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
So if you don't have your pen and pencil handy, you can still go to the website to follow up and always re-listen to this podcast. We post it every time y'all come on. We post it on our website at newsradio923.com.
Exactly.
So you can rehear it. So right now you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are from Great Southern Restaurants, Maria Goldberg and Taylor Dawson. If you've got a question about something maybe you've seen that's coming up, or you have some comments to make about some of these restaurants that you've been to recently, 850-437-1620. Your texts are welcome. So what's coming up? I know you've got a busy calendar.
We sure do. And we'll start with our Atlas Beverage class, which is tomorrow. I do have a couple of seats left for 7:00. And if you've never heard of Atlas Beverage class, you've never attended, the whole goal of these events is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. I say it every single month, every time you turn around. A brewery, a winery, a distillery. Something is always popping up. And of course, we always like to showcase local talent where we can. And we try to stay local, as local as we can. Sometimes we branch off, feature a couple regional breweries, wineries, distilleries. But this month, we are keeping it as local as possible. And we are featuring the guys from Asesinato Tequila,
ooh,
which is based right here in Pensacola. And I'll say it right here first. These guys are a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So their motto is
crazy, crazy fun.
Oh,
good fun.
They
Very
were
good fun.
Immediately brought back. We featured them last year, which is the first time we featured them. They're a newer company. And as soon as the class was over, for both of our classes, we have 1 at 5 and 1 at 7. Everybody was already, get them on the books for next year. Get them on the books for next year. So if you've been wanting to come to this class, we do have a couple seats available for 7:00. And when I say a few, I mean a few. So definitely reach out to me to book the reservation. Taylor at goodgrits.com, TaylorGoodGrits.com. Or you can call or shoot me a text, 850-287-0200. And I'll go over that menu for tomorrow really quick. For the first course, we are featuring a mango margarita. And that's going to be paired with Gulf Seafood Ceviche. For the second course is a strawberry ranch water. And that's going to be featured with chicken, oops, sorry guys, a little bit of a typo right here. Roasted chicken, corn tortilla, salsa roja, whipped avocado, and cotija cheese.
Wow.
For the third course is our bee's knees tequila, which is, yes, our bee's knees tequila. We actually have that beverage on the Fish House menu. So if you haven't tried it and you can't come to this class, you can definitely try it over at the Fish House. That's going to be paired with crispy oyster tacos. And for dessert, we are featuring their reposado served neat with a spiced dark chocolate bundt cake.
Wow.
So it is $30 per person. And like I said, we have availability for 7 o'clock. We are full for 5 o'clock. And to book that reservation, you'll just reach out to me, Taylor@goodgrits.com. Or you can call me, shoot me a text, 850-287-0200. And if you want to go ahead and get on the books for next month, I would definitely recommend that. We are featuring Odd Pelican Beer Co. And we still have availability for both classes, 5 and 7 o'clock for that.
Okay, so but the one coming up on tequila, you know what they say. Tequila and fresh horses for all my friends.
Well, they do, the classes do fill up quickly. And but they're a lot of fun. So if you're interested, please do reach out to Taylor. She'll get you squared away.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It always is. And like I said, these guys are, in Maria's words, crazy, but crazy fun.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So we are now, for us, is that in the, our restaurant land is, as you said, Mardi Gras is over with. And so now we've got spring break that is right around the corner. And then it kind of just goes from there, is that we've got spring break, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's
Day. St. Patrick's Day, yeah, don't forget.
Just like, it's just like it's, it just keeps on going. And so we have Easter coming up. And
what weekend is that falling on now this year?
It is Sunday, April 20th.
Okay.
And we are, as always, doing something for Easter at all of our restaurants. So I would say this, I say it all the time. Jackson's and Angelina's, they take reservations. Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters do not. So that being said, is that if you're looking to celebrate Easter, I would highly recommend if you're looking for a reservation to go ahead and make that now. I say that because everyone knows that this is a holiday that a lot of people like to go out and have a great meal for, and they're already making reservations.
Wow. Okay.
Especially for brunch and lunch.
No doubt.
So we will fill up quickly for that. So with that, Taylor, why don't you get us started on what's going on for Easter at the restaurants?
So we'll start with the Fish House. For Fish House, we'll be open for brunch and dinner. Brunch from 11 to 3 o'clock and dinner service beginning at 3. And, of course, we'll be serving off of our standard brunch and dinner menus, but we also have some special features available created by our executive chef, Jason Hughes. So we'll have the same special available for both, and that's going to be an herb-crusted prime rib.
Oh,
slow
yum.
Roasted. Sorry. We haven't even started yet. Featuring Angus prime rib with herb goat cheese, potato puree, mustard glaze roasted Brussels sprouts, caramelized cipollini onions, and that's going to be served with rosemary au jus and Dijon horseradish cream. That's going to be our feature at Fish House and Atlas. And speaking of Atlas, we'll be open for brunch on Easter from 11 to 3 o'clock, and we'll be closed for dinner service.
Right, and then over at Jackson's, we are normally not open for brunch, but of course for Easter, we definitely will be. And the hours for brunch are going to, excuse me, for lunch are going to be 11 to 2. So we no longer serve brunch, but we will have our standard lunch menu that we serve on Fridays that is going to be available for Easter Sunday.
That's nice.
Yeah, and so we have our normal lunch items on there, which include the very, very well-received shrimp and avocado stack salad. If you haven't had that, it's delicious.
Yum.
But in addition to our normal lunch things, Chef Irv has created an Easter feature, and that is going to be country ham benedict with English muffin, country ham, poached eggs, hollandaise, balsamic bacon jam, rosemary and garlic, smashed fingerling potatoes, and grilled asparagus.
Can I make my reservation right now, please?
Yes, ma'am.
That's absolutely fabulous.
You happen to be talking to the right people.
The Grits girls are here for
that's
you.
That's right. Yes. So that's what we're doing for lunch on Sunday, April 20th, Easter Day. And then we'll also be open for dinner that night. And we will serve our traditional dinner menu. But then again, Chef Irv Miller has created a dinner feature for Easter as well. And that is going to be a perfect Easter feature, I think. Double cut lamb chops featuring open fired New Zealand lamb smeared with roasted garlic, goat cheese, tapenade, blistered baby heirloom tomatoes, a demi-glace, rosemary and garlic smashed fingerling, potatoes, and asparagus.
Wow.
So that is going to be a delicious meal, perfect for Easter. And we are, as I mentioned, currently taking reservations. And how do you make a reservation at Jackson's? Well, a couple ways. You can give us a call at 850-469-9898, or you can go on to our website. You can get there a couple ways. You can go to jacksonsrestaurant.com and click on the reservation link in the toolbar, and that'll take you right there.
What are the hours for the dinner on Sunday?
Dinner begins at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay. I'm taking notes.
Oh, please do. Please do. And so I'll do the other reservation, which is Angelina's. Mm-hmm. Angelina's, we will be open as well. And normally, we are not open on Sundays, but we are going to be open from 10 a.m. until 3. And we will be serving from our dinner menu because we do not serve lunch. So we will have our dinner menu that day. And then Chef Gillette will offer two special Easter features. A mint and ricotta agnoli with sweet peas, bacon, poached egg, and a castagnole with lemon, mascarpone, and blackberry sauce. That's the dessert portion. So, again, they take reservations, and you can give them a call at 850-542-8398. Or you can go on to the website, angelinaspensacola.com. And that's Angelina's. It's all E's. There are no I's in there.
Oh, good point.
Angelina's.
Good point. I never thought about
Pensacola.com.
Okay.
And again, if you go on to the toolbar and click on the menu link, you'll be directed straight to reservations. So again, their hours are 10 to 3. Reservations there. You know how to get there. So Jackson's and Angelina's are both the reservations. So Taylor talked about Fish House and Atlas, which are no reservations. And why don't you finish up with the five?
Five Sisters, which is also walk-in only. We will be opened for our Sunday jazz brunch on Easter from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be serving off of our standard brunch menu, so don't worry. You'll still be able to get your chicken and waffles, our signature Bloody Mary topped with a fried chicken wing. But in addition, we also have some Easter specials created by our executive chef, Josh Rich. We're going to have Southern deviled eggs, maple glazed duck, and homemade carrot cake in addition. And like Maria said, we are walk-ins only. And I always like to say a pro tip from your favorite former Fish House hostess. You can always give us a call, Fish House, Atlas, Five Sisters, and you'll be directed to the hostess stand and you can check on that current wait time.
Okay, very good.
So if you're curious what the wait time is, you can always give us a call to check on that.
Well, you might know this. What about large parties? A lot of times at Easter, it's the whole family of 6, 8, 10 people. Can they make a reservation if it's going to be a large group? No.
You're just walk-ins, but like I said, you can always give us a call too. And I would recommend if you are a larger group, come in about 30 minutes earlier than you planned on sitting.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, good to
know. That's always recommended. And you can kind of gauge that too after you talk to the hostess. They'll help you out with that.
Good, good, good. Okay.
Yeah, and just on large parties, I do want to give a shout out for our events team is that we do private events at each one of our restaurants. And we have a great team of folks who can help you if you have a large group of, you know, 20, 25, you want to do something special, whether it's a birthday, a celebration, an anniversary,
perfect
whatever.
Segue.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting into wedding times, too,
yes,
with rehearsal dinners and all that
the case
kind
may
of
be.
Stuff. So.
We do. We have a great team. And Katie Reeves, she is our manager of the events department. And she's so great because she will hold your hand and walk you through the entire process and make it as easy as pie.
We all need our hands held every once in a while.
100%.
100%.
And Katie's your girl. And if you would like to know more information about what we're doing, what we have available for events, you can go onto our website, which is greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and click on the private events link. And then just, you know, put it in your pocket, 850-433-9450. That is our events line. And you can always email us at events@goodgrits.com.
And you mentioned the Palafox House as an event space, yes?
Yes.
So how does that work?
We manage the space as well. Absolutely. We do not do any catering in there, but we have an event space and we have a list of preferred caterers.
Perfect.
And again, Katie and Logan, they'll be able to help you out and steer you in that direction.
Excellent. Okay. All right. What else is coming up for us?
Our next big event we have is we are bringing back our Toast of the Coast series. So if you've never attended one of these events or you've never heard, it's our hands-on food and beverage social series. I know that is a mouthful and I will explain. Don't worry. each event in this series will feature a hands-on demonstration from a pro with fantastic food and beverage pairings. These events present an opportunity for an up-close and personal interactive experience with some of the best, all within a fun atmosphere on our deck at the Fish House, which has been newly remodeled if you haven't visited
lately.
It's very beautiful and obviously overlooking Pensacola Bay. So these events are kind of similar, like I say, to our beverage classes, but they... food is really the star of the show for these. And of course, we get to learn something really cool with each event taught by a local neighborhood expert, whether that's maybe a new technique you've wanted to learn or you've been interested in. In the past, we've had sushi rolling classes, which we are bringing back this year. So keep an eye out for that, which is where we have everybody rolling their own sushi. We have a whole pig roast. In the past, we've done how to perfect your own seafood boil at home. So many others. And for our first event of the series, it's going to be our Hook and Cook dinner. So living here on the Gulf Coast, we're incredibly fortunate to have a plethora of local fish in our waters. Here at the Fish House, we're proud to serve the freshest fish available. Say that five times fast. And for this class, we're going to feature Christian Wagley. He's going to be our local expert, and he's from Healthy Gulf, and his mission is to collaborate with and serve communities who love the Gulf by providing research, communication, coalition building tools needed to support a thriving ecosystem that includes the Gulf's natural resources, and most importantly, the people, communities, and cultures that depend on those resources.
Yeah, and if you don't know Christian, he is a great guy, and he's involved with a lot of conservation efforts around town. And he is, one of his big things is slow rides, the bicycle tours around all the neighborhoods of Pensacola. And in fact, I think there's one this Saturday, and they are in North Hill. Go check that out if you want. It's a slow ride, so he takes you through every single one of the neighborhoods, and slow ride so everybody can participate. It's for all ages. But again, it's about bicycling. But he's a great guy, and we really wanted to pull him in on this particular class because he has such a wealth of knowledge about our waters and what we have here.
Yeah, sounds terrific.
And speaking of wealth of knowledge, too, we're also featuring our executive chef of Atlas Oyster House, Jason Hughes. He's going to do the demonstration of the fish, cleaning, cutting, everything you need to know. And we're going to feature all local fish and, of course, still talk about our local waters as well as the fish that swim in our waterways throughout the year. And once they've been hooked, like I said, he's going to show you how to clean, fillet, prepare with a hands-on demonstration. So before we sit down and eat, everybody's going to walk up, get to see it. You're not going to get your hands dirty. He's going to be getting his hands dirty for you guys, but still just as fun. And of course, we are going to have a great menu prepared by Chef Jason. That is going to be our redfish Lafayette, seared red snapper, Parmesan grouper, and a Gulf ceviche. I know we're running out of time.
Yes.
So the event starts at 5:30, rain or shine. The cost is $55 per person. And I don't think I said when. It's April 17th. Same thing for ABC. Reach out to me for reservations, taylor@goodgurts.com, 850-287-0200.
All right. Real quick, Michael sent in text. You apparently have made him very hungry.
Fantastic.
He wants
He
wants to know, what are the specials at one of the restaurants today?
What's today? It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes. He's like, you made him hungry. It's your fault.
It's Wednesday. So I will tell you, it is Wing Wednesday at Five Sisters.
Ah.
So go check that out. It is a very, very big night there at Jackson's. It is Wine Down Wednesday with all bottles of wine half off. And we've got happy hour at each of the restaurants. Come join us there. And for our daily specials, please check into our social media pages, because right now at 9:30, the chefs are determining what we have as the freshest catch to be able to feature today.
Oh.
And Taylor will get that posted onto our social media, so be sure to check it out.
And we also have Burger and Brew at Atlas tonight, too.
Burger and Brew. Okay.
Burger and Brew. Yes.
At Atlas.
So a burger and a draft beer for $10.
Can't beat it.
All right, you've got about a minute left.
Oh, good.
Oh, phone numbers, website.
Absolutely. Is that, again, just to confirm, we know it's a lot of information. Go on to our home website, which is greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and you'll find all the information there, how to make reservations, more information, details about the menus and hours of each one of the events that we've talked about. You can always reach us by sending us an email at contact@goodgrits.com. or Taylor@goodgrits.com, Maria@goodgrits.com, or events@goodgrits.com.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. Great Southern Restaurants, the Good Grits girls here today, Maria Goldberg, Taylor Dawson. Y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for being here.